Alzheimer's disease is the only leading cause of death that cannot be prevented, slowed, or cured. But thanks to national and international awareness efforts, a lot more is known about the disease, and momentum has been building in the field of study.
There's plenty of research taking place, and one of the areas I look to are clinical trials. That is sort of our gold standard for where are we in the field of Alzheimer's disease, what is coming down the pike fairly recently.
Dr. Rodney Gutman is a biology professor at the University of West Florida. He has conducted his own research focused on Alzheimer's disease and neurodegeneration. He says right now there are about 250 active clinical trials, and nearly 80 of those have participants in the state of Florida.
Amongst early trials, things that might be coming down the line 5-10 years from now, a lot of things on imaging. So there's a lot of emphasis on early detection. So we see a lot of trials looking at imaging studies. There are also some cool things out there that I think are fascinating: whole brain irradiation, deep brain stimulation, working on mitochondrial compounds. The brain needs energy, and mitochondria are, we learn in high school, mitochondria are the powerhouse of the cell. So there's a lot of emphasis on mitochondrial drugs. Also insulin. Alzheimer's is considered type 3 diabetes, so insulin and glucose regulation is very important, and so there are clinical trials looking at the role of insulin in Alzheimer's disease.
While most of the clinical trials are pharmaceutical, Dr. Gutman says not all of the trials are medical in nature.
There are trials out there looking at exercise, things like yoga, dancing, mindfulness. Moderate walking is being investigated as another alternative approach to improving cognitive function of people with Alzheimer's disease. So we tell people when I'm asked, you know, eat right and exercise, those are still two mainstays for prevention of Alzheimer's disease, as best one can tell. And there's also behavioral trials.
Gutman says one clinical study is now getting underway at UWF.
We're very excited about working on a study looking at agitation and Alzheimer's disease, and we will be looking forward to having a very healthy recruitment of participants in our area, kind of bring the state-of-the-art technology to our area. So we're very excited about that potential.
More details about the trial at UWF will be forthcoming. In the meantime, Alzheimer's research in general is making gains. The Alzheimer's Association and Alzheimer's Impact Movement are now celebrating bipartisan legislation aimed at making Alzheimer's disease a national public health priority. Also, Congress has approved an increase of $400 million for Alzheimer's research at the National Institutes of Health, bringing the total to $1.5 billion in funding in 2017. And earlier this month, billionaire Bill Gates announced his financial support for the fight against Alzheimer's.
We've been very fortunate over the last several years that the federal government and the state government have really started to step up and realize the importance of Alzheimer's disease. But now, of course, with someone at the stature of Bill Gates putting his hat in the ring, I believe it's $100 million. He's already given $50 million and pledged another $50 million. So, of course, that's great news for the people. Someone is so motivated to put that kind of resource into Alzheimer's disease research.
Are you optimistic that at some point, even if not a cure, that a viable treatment will come along?
It is going to happen. Fortunately, technology only goes in one direction, and our improved understanding over the last 20 years or so has already led to some dramatic improvements in our ability to understand the disease. And as that has taken place, you see these trials are still coming down the pike with new and innovative ways of approaching it. And I have total confidence that we are going to prevent or treat this disease in the coming years ahead.
Dr. Gutman predicts that Alzheimer's will be a thing of the past in the next couple of generations. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.